Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Wow, this is exciting. Just trying to make sure I get all these things, buttons and everything pushed in the right direction and keep it going. I just want to say thank you this morning. I ask you to just bear with me. We are growing, and as we grow, I'm learning how to manage this new operation here in the system. So before we get too far, I want to just stop and say thank you, Father. Father, I just thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for choosing me, giving me this wonderful assignment to minister to mothers and daughters around the world. You could have chosen anyone, Father, but you chose me. And I really, truly appreciate it. I love it. I enjoy every step that I take toward a new adventure, the way that you're guiding me and leading me. And I realize once I just relax and trust you and realize that you already have the plan and all I have to do is just carry it out according to your will. I thank you, Father, again. It's a wonderful opportunity to get up on Saturday mornings and speak to mothers and daughters around the world. And I ask you to bless them. Bless them in a way that they have ears to hear and a heart to receive and a mind to understand that you love them and you want only the very best for them. You made them to enjoy and to eat the good of the land. Thank you. Amen. Okay. Saturday morning. And what I'm going to do, and I know some of the people that have joined me for over the past 4 years, basically, you know, noticing some new things within the last, I'd say last month and a half. I mean, we've been growing and changing, but we have been selected by Blog Talk Radio as a featured radio program. And with that, that brought on some different changes. It brought on some new opportunities for us. So now, this week, some of the changes that are going to come up, you'll be able next week to be able to go on iTunes and be able to pick up the program from iTunes. But that's going to be major. iTunes are, I mean, it's huge. We are not syndicated, and we are also being sponsored by Blog Talk Radio as a featured program. So I thank you, mothers and daughters, that have been with me for so many years, and I thank the ones that are coming on that are new to the program. We come together for one reason, and that reason is to help a mother and daughter nurture their relationship. And every woman is a daughter, regardless of whether you have daughters of your own. When I'm speaking to mothers and daughters, sometimes and they say, oh, well, Dr. Fletcher, I'd love to be a part of what you're doing, but I don't have any daughters. And I say to them, well, but you are a daughter. And you could just see the look on their face of surprise, of element, like, oh, yeah, you're right. And it hit them, I am a daughter. Because we think that because we are mature in age, we forget that we still are a daughter and that role is still in us. And you can relate to your mother and daughter relationship when we are talking about sharing our honest conversations to help someone else. See, your relationship is only a testimony to another mother and daughter. So when we come on Saturday mornings, we're coming on with the mindset that we are coming for one reason, is to share our testimony, to share what we've gone through. Someone out there, and just think about it. When you're reaching millions of listeners around the world, someone has a situation that it will seem like it's an identical twin to your situation. And God would not put you in place on this radio program if he didn't have someone that you were going to nurture. So when you come on and you get that little tug and that little pull on your heart to say something, that's God. He's saying to you, tell them what happened to you. Tell them how I helped you through. You have to testify for me. That way, I get to talk to mothers and daughters around the world. So when I come on Saturday morning, I'm telling you some of the things that happened to me or some of the things that has happened with clients that I've dealt with, because I know it's going to be food to someone else's soul. They're going to realize I'm not in this by myself. Someone else is out there in the same situation that I'm in. I want you to hold on to that thought, and I'll be right back. Today, I'd like to share with you one of our sponsors. We are sponsored by Lauderdale Isles Yacht Club, which is at 2637 Whale Harbor, Fort Lauderdale, 33312. Now, I'm a member of the organization. They are our sponsors. They support mothers and daughters. They support the efforts that we do. Can't say enough about them. They've opened their doors, their hearts to us, Jerry and Diane, the owners. And so what I'm saying to you, if you're in the Fort Lauderdale area, you need a banquet hall. It seats about 250 to 300 people. You have an Olympic-sized pool, jacuzzi, tennis court, water deck. They offer catering service, cooking facilities, docking your yacht, and boat storage, private bar. It's a membership. So if you think you want to become a part of the Yacht Club, become a member, call 954-892-0150. That is our sponsor, Lauderdale Isles Yacht Club. Place where you can go, have fun with your family. The other thing that I want to talk to you today about is, let's talk about the cruise. We are cruising in November. So don't think that it's off the chart, because we are not letting that one go. We have changed some things about our programming this year because of the changes in the organization, meaning that we're growing so fast we can't do everything and do it effectively the way that we want to do it for this coming year. So what we decided to do is back up just a little bit and then come back strong next year and make sure we have a year out of planning so that it will be the best for all. But the one thing that we do have on the agenda is the Mother and Daughter Cruise. It's a land and cruise event. You want to go? It's November the 17th, 2013. We're going for 6 days. You can call Gina at 813-868-0007. That's 813-868-0007. Call your friends. Call other mothers and daughters that you know. And so let's take the week off and let's go on the cruise. We're going to Kirks and Caicos. We're going to the Bahamas. And then I think you're coming back through Key West. But you have a couple of days on there that you can just sit back, relax. You're going on the Carnival Breeze. The Carnival Breeze is a new ship. It is absolutely awesome. Waterfalls like you won't believe. Outside theater. Everything that you need. It's going to be a fun week. We're going to have some activities on the days that you're out to sea. So you won't miss any of the activities. You'll be able to get off the ship and go on the excursions, and we will only have our activities the days that you are at sea. So call Gina at 813-868-0007, and let's go cruising. I have a guest today, and I'm very excited about it. I am so excited because here at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, what we're doing now, we're on a campaign to bring in, to bring together at least 10 million mothers and daughters. Now, I want you to think about this, 10 million mothers and daughters. Now, that's a movement. Now, I want you to sit down and just think for a moment how many organizations that you know that is doing something to help women and girls. We want those organizations to come under the umbrella of the mother and daughter. Before you get to thinking too fast, it's not to take over the organization. It's to come together to unite as one unit of services. And today my guest, who is Claudette deals with stepmoms. Now, see, that is a key element to what we do. I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, and my role is to minister to mothers and daughters at large. But we're looking for organizations that specialize in various areas that they can bring their business together, and we can all come to the table and look at how to help families in the heal and the healing process between mothers and daughters, which is going to just penetrate through the family and touch the father and son. So as I was going through and the Lord was showing me some ways to build this network, he said, just find the ones that are doing similar things and make it a total package. So Claudette came into the midst of my research, and her role and her mission is to, I'm looking here, so just bear with me a little bit. I'll be honest with you. You know, we said we have an honest conversation. I don't have it all together. Probably will never have it all together, but I'm trying to learn the new system and look at my script and look at my guests. So just bear with me for a moment here. Let's look at Claudette's bio. She's a speaker, she's an author, and she's a coach. And what I like about her information, as I was reading it, you know, the one size fit all. There is no one size fit all family. And when we're talking about stepmoms, that brings us to our topic for today. Our topic is stepmama drama. That's right, you heard me, stepmama drama. Can a family be one size fit all? Can there be a stepmama situation where there's no drama? Of course there can be. We're going to talk about it from both sides. We're going to ask the question, now what? What do we do? How do we fix it? How do we blend in families? There's so many divorces very quickly after merging families together. You know, people fall in love and they want to marry the person that's in their heart, but they don't want to marry the children sometimes, you know. Or, I don't want you to talk to my children any kind of way. You know, you're not going to chastise my children, but yet I can do yours. See, all of that adds to the drama in the family relationship, therefore making stress on the stepmom and the stepfather. Not to mention the children, because they're totally confused at who's ruling and who's in control. But I won't take on all of that today because I have a guest that's going to explain some of these things to you. Her name is Claudette. And before we get to Claudette, I just want to talk about a couple other things. Claudette, I know you're out there. Stepmama drama. I'd like to introduce my co-hosts. We have Janice Paldo and Cynthia Oliver. Cynthia's in New York today. Her son is in a play in Harlem, and the whole Oliver family went to see him, and I know it was just absolutely wonderful. We have Sandra D. Sandra D. is not with us today, another engagement. So I think that's it. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit, just want to catch you up just a little bit, because I have new listeners, and I do this for a reason. When I have each Saturday morning, we have a selection of new people along with our regulars that come on each Saturday morning. I'd just like to catch you up with our last week conversation just to bring you in today. Last week we talked about what's in your heart, and we talked about, and Matthew 6:21 says, where the treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if your daughter is your treasure, then she should be in your heart. So we talked about that, you know. If you have your daughter in your heart or your mother in your heart, it's surrounded by love. And when you're surrounded by love, you can't just say anything and do anything outside of love. The two just doesn't match. I love you, but yet I can talk to you any kind of way. I can call you all kinds of names. I can say you're no good, that you're never going to match amount to anything. Those two just doesn't match. Because if you're in love and you're in the spirit of God, which is love in itself, you want to be very careful how you speak to someone. And even when we miss the mark and something coming out of our mouths that we truly feel sorry about, you will know it the minute it's coming out of your mouth. You want to stop it, but the words are just flying out anyway. You just want to stop it, but yet, boom, it's gone. It hits the target. And the first thing your spirit is going to say to you, you shouldn't have done that. You're going to feel bad. And the first thing you're going to say, oh, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said that. The damage is done. Person has to deal with it, has to settle it someplace in their heart. And if they're in love, they'll be more quickly to forgive you. But just think, if that other person is not working out of love, then it can create a friction in your relationship. Even though you're sorry, even though you did not mean it, you know, if the two of you are not in love, you have to be in love. When I'm saying living out of love, to be quick to forgive. So that brings us to our topic today, stepmama drama. And I'm going to see if I can do a little bit of both here. I'm going to click this to the side, and I'm going to bring on our guest. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How are you?
I'm fine, Claudette. It's so nice to have you with us today. I'm excited about your program.
Yeah. I'm really happy to be here. So, you know, I just want to say before I start that, you know, I was really moved and touched by what you were sharing about mothers and daughters. And since I work with stepmoms and stepdaughters, there are definitely some areas of struggle and issues in that area. And, you know, I'm so happy to be sharing with your audience about, you know, some of those things that are going on. And part of what I do is I really work with helping women who married into a family that have children from a previous relationship. and trying to help them to understand, you know, what their role in this family is. What is it that makes step families different from a traditional family? And as you mentioned earlier, you know, there's no one size fits all. And especially when it comes to step families, there's so many different configurations. It's hard to get, you know, find what's really working for you as a group. So I've been working with step families for the last 7 years. I am personally a stepmom for the last 23 years. And, you know, I felt that there wasn't any information out there. I was searching personally for some information that I couldn't find, finding help for me to get what was going on. And because I was feeling like a failure in my marriage and as a parent and as a step-parent. And so 7 years ago, I created the stepmomcoach.com program where I work with women to help them, you know, feel more like a part of a family instead of an outsider.
Okay. Now let me stop you right there. What I want to do basically as a guest here, I want you to, are you willing, because we have an open line and it's live, we'd like to later on open it up so that they can ask you some questions. And audience, this is the way we're changing it today. You know, you, if you have a question, because I think each of us, if we're not in the situation, we know someone that you need to probably get on the phone and call them to call in. If they're a stepmom and they're having issues with that blended family, text them and ask them to call 347-539-5078. Be a blessing to someone else. Don't let us talk about issues and give helpful hints, and you know in your heart that, you know, I know someone. I know Mary. She and her daughter needs to be on here, one of them, to hear, because God is going to bless them. So let God use you to be a blessing to someone else. Text them and tell them. We text on so many different things. Why not this? Text them and tell them, listen to the program. We have an expert here who's going to share some things that will help you improve your relationship with your daughter. Okay, Claudette, now, this is what I'm looking at here. When we're talking about the stepmom, and we know it's a blended family,
yeah.
Every time I hear that word, stepmom, there's one lady that comes into my mind. And I used to actually measure stepmoms according to this lady. Her name was Miss Pearl. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my mother's name is Pearl, too, but I'm not talking about my mom. She was a cousin of my mother. She didn't have any children of her own. And I've seen stepmoms that were really, really mean. There was drama in the house. They hated the children that was the father's kids. Mm-hmm. The stepmom treated her kids so much better. She bought for her kids. And this is another stepmom. She would buy for her children. And she would take her children's clothes and pass it on to her husband's children. Because she didn't want... this is still good. You can have this. You don't need to buy this. You're growing so fast. This is good for you. And it was always an excuse. But yet, on the other hand, there was Miss Pearl, and I looked at her, and I remember when they got married, she came in there with 6 children, not one child of her own. And people were talking. I was a little girl, but I can remember the conversations. They were talking about, wow, she's going to marry him with all those children? And they were whispering. She went in there, and she established a relationship with those children until the day she died. She died about maybe 3 years ago. And I'm talking about when I was a little girl. She went in there, and she treated them in such a manner that they called her mom, and they never let her feet touch the ground. I'm telling you, it was the best. And I thought if anybody could write a book about the perfect stepmom, it would be about her.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like for you to share with us today, some of your experiences. Give us about two or three examples of the experiences you've had with stepmamas, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah. And I love that you're sharing this story because, you know, so many women are going through exactly what you're sharing here. And there's all kinds of stepfamilies and stepmoms. Like I said earlier, I've been a stepmom for 23 years. And when I first came into this relationship with my husband's two daughters, I was really excited because I had a son. And I thought, wow, this is going to complete my family. And I realized that as I was trying to get closer to my stepdaughters, their mom was encouraging them to hold back. You know, there was this sense of competition. Of course, I didn't know this back then. I found out about these stories only later. But as I was trying to get closer to them, they were being more mean to me. And because I had some insecurities about who I was, my own personal challenges of filling in a role that I didn't understand led me to react to these kids rather than trying to understand them. And so the first 7 years of our relationship was really, really challenging. Until I started to understand that, wow, you know, these kids are really suffering. And once I started to see in a different way, it really made a difference in my way of interacting with them. And I'm sharing this because when I work with stepmoms, a lot of times I have women who come to me and say, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with my stepkids. I don't want to be their mom. I don't want to be engaged with them. And when we go deeper into that problem, what's happening is, in essence, what they're telling me is that I don't know what I'm doing. I am so afraid of messing up that I don't want to get involved. And, you know, taking care of another person's child, especially when it's a daughter, because there's some, we see ourselves in our daughters. And I could see myself in my stepdaughters as they grew up. Some of the issues and challenges I had as a daughter with my mom, they were sort of coming back to me. And it was difficult because I felt like I can't really talk to them about my issues because they're not really my daughters, and they have a mom who doesn't think it's okay for me to be sharing all this kind of information. So there was a lot of issues. There was a lot of problems. And most of the time, those problems and issues stem down to not communicating what was really, truly going on. You know, we think people understand or reading our minds, but the truth is that we all interpret according to who we are and how we experience life. And so as a stepmom, seeing my stepdaughter is going through certain things, and I'm going, this isn't right. This isn't okay. We can't let this happen. It was really difficult. Now, my husband loves his daughters. He's a great father, to the point where at first he overprotected his daughters from me because he kept hearing stories of people saying, but she's not the real mom. She shouldn't be doing this. And because he wanted to be the best dad he could for his daughters, he sided with his daughters rather than trying to build a relationship with me, so to understand what our parenting roles were, trying to be on the same page. It took us at least 7 years in the beginning to get to understand that's what was happening. Now, you know, we went to therapy, we went to see a psychologist to help us understand what was going on. But the problem always was that they told me, well, just be the mom. And I kept telling them, but I can't be just a mom. It doesn't work like that in our family. The mom is involved. She wants to be the mom. she doesn't feel comfortable in me being as involved. And yet, there were times when it was convenient for me to be driving around and going shopping with them. I used to be a hairdresser before, so to do the girls' hair and dress them up, she thought, yeah, that's okay. But as soon as I wanted to be more, I felt like I was being pushed back or said, no, this isn't your place. So there's, okay. You know, there's a lot of those dramas, and I'm sure that the listeners are relating a lot to what I'm saying. And of course, there are some situations where the women can come together and really co-parent, be effective parents to these kids, which need a strong parent figure.
Right. Because what happens is that it brings in the confusion for the child. The child, you know, they're only children, and they can only comprehend so much information. So when you have three adults or four adults that's all bickering and fighting and nobody can make a decision, then you can only imagine the pressure for a child. And most kids think, well, it's my fault, the reason that mm-hmm. we're in this situation. And once they claim that, they're living in a whole different world of blame and shame, and it's very hard for them to get on track, and they spend hours in the therapy trying to figure out what's wrong with them, when the reality is it's not them, it's the parents. It's the environment
exactly.
in which they live. It's the words that they hear that they have to interpret the meaning on their own level. And a lot of times, you know, they hear things that's way above their head because they don't have the background information as to why a person said a thing.
Yep.
I think it's an absolutely wonderful program, and I think it's a very needed piece, and would love to be able to work with you on an ongoing basis, because
yes.
I run into that situation a lot, the blended family. It is not an easy thing to do. But let me ask you a question. I have some questions here that I want to ask an audience. You can get your questions ready. Now, when you're talking about coming together, what was your relationship like with your mother?
So my relationship with my mom was good, but it wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. I mean, we had differences of opinions. My mom was a stay-at-home mom and was of the generation where what my father said goes. So she didn't voice her opinion. She didn't voice her concerns. It was a father knows best type of way. Now, I am more of a strong-willed type of person. I'm going to voice my opinion. I'm going to share what I'm thinking. Actually got me in trouble at home because, you know, that was not the way my parents saw my place in the home. Now, I mean, today we're talking, we're healing some of the parts of our relationship where my mom is still struggling with. You know, she feels like, well, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. And I said, well, you know, we need to change that story. If that story doesn't fit anymore, why not change it? And so she's finding it difficult to let go of some of the things from the past, because she also had a hard time with her mom. And when I personally understood my mom's history with her mom, my mom was the youngest of 16 children. And so by the time she was born, my grandmother was in her 50s, was really tired. You know, she said, not another kid. And so my mom felt like she wasn't important enough. Unfortunately, she brought this into our relationship. So I'm trying to, you know, when she sees me being strong and determined and, you know, going into doing what I believe, she looks at me and is wowed but has a hard time sharing. So we're in the process of, you know, working that aspect of our relationship. Of, you know, it's okay, Mom, to let me know you're proud. I want to hear you tell me you're proud. And, you know, when I realized what my relationship with my mom was. It also showed me that my relationship with my stepdaughters had some of the same similar areas where I struggled with telling my stepdaughters how proud I was of them, how wonderful they are, you know, that they're doing a great job. Now, my stepdaughter, my oldest, is a mom of two beautiful, wonderful little babies. And, you know, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I say, wow, you're doing a great job. You know, I'm so proud of what you're doing. So I'm
that
trying to change the pattern of what I grew up with and what my mom grew up with.
Well, you know, that, Claudette, is why we're here on Saturday morning. I tell them, you know, when we're talking, I tell my mother and daughter audience, and we have fathers and sons that listen to us too, more than, you know, we think are on there, because they're listening to hear what we have to say so that they can grow in order to be better fathers and husbands and, you know, friends, things of that nature. But what you're saying is exactly what we talk about. It's a trickle-down effect. You know, if we're not very careful, we will do the same thing that our parents, our mothers did. Because, you know, we say to ourselves, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I will not. Yes, we will change some things. But if you're not careful and if you're not mindful of what you say and how you do things, the same thing that you dislike coming from your mom will, what, be the thing that you dish out. So I wanted to know how that affected you with your stepchildren, and I'm hearing you made a dramatic change, and you're working on that relationship with your mother, and and she's probably looking at you and saying, wow, I wish that I had a little bit more of that in me. But we have to look at the fact that she's from a different time period, and things were different, and, you know, sometimes they get it and sometimes they don't, but you have to love them where they are. And that's where it comes in, that we are not perfect moms. There is no book that says on page 282, if your child does this, do this. You know, you got to constantly go to God and you got to constantly seek answers. And, you know, and we have to look at, like you say, what was the relationship with my mother's mother? And and then you can go on and on and on. And when you go up the chain, you're going to discover some things. Now, with my daughter and I, you know, I look at my mother. I knew very little about my mother's mother. She died when I was six, but I just remember loving her, and I remember having that relationship to go get the mail and stay at the box because she was cooking dinner at 12 o'clock. Everybody was in the fields, and they would come there to eat. I could remember those things and sitting in her lap and knowing that I could afford getting a spanking if I could just get into her lap. If I could just get to her, holler at grandmother, I was safe. You know, and my mother, it was over. But I don't remember her behaviors enough to know, you know, how my mother, the relationship between my mother's behaviors and hers. But what I do know is that there were some things that I knew that I did not want to take into my relationship with my daughter. And so we call it the Pearl thing. You know, when we're talking, it's, that's just like Pearl. So we remind ourselves, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to change. And I told my daughter, I don't want you to have the 30-year divorce, you know, and these are the mistakes that I made. So we have to do this in order to help the next generation. So I appreciate you being on as our guest. There are so many things that we could talk about that could go on and on and on. But I want to give the audience time to come in and ask you some questions. And if you could just hold on, audience, I'll be right back. Please hold on. Back, and we are with Claudette Chinnifer.
And she is a speaker, author, coach, and she's at Claudette at stepmomcoach.com. You're a stepmom, you're having some difficulties in your life, and you're trying to figure out how can I make it better? Well, you might want to give Claudette a call. She has the experience, 21 years of actually dealing with and learning how to improve her relationships with her stepdaughters. So I commend you, Claudette. I mean, no one can better help someone else other than the person that has walked in those shoes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take a moment right here and have anyone that wants to talk to Claudette, if you would, please, if you click one, if you have a question or a comment, do you know a mother and daughter that's struggling, you might want to have a conversation with Claudette. I don't see, going to the switchboard here. Come on, you guys. I know that you're there. Now we have our co-host. If you click one, well, I guess everybody just kind of holding on there. Okay, here we go. We got one here. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you all?
We're doing great. We have Claudette on the line, and Claudette is talking about stepmom. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question because I have a friend who is really seriously considering marrying a gentleman who has children. It just seems her issue with marrying the gentleman with the children is she's afraid of being compared to the kid's mom, and she's just having a hard time dealing with the comparison of that she seems to think the kids are making comparison, and even the gentleman himself is making comparison of her to the kid's mom. And I just wanted to know what kind of advice would Claudette give that particular young lady.
Hi, so thank you. That's a great question, by the way, because, you know, a lot of times in this kind of situation, we are compared. We are compared to the first wife, and they're calling us the second wife. And so sometimes people have that thought in their heads, well, second wife, second best, which, in my opinion, is definitely not true. Now, if you know, the concept of being compared, it's going to happen. If you're trying to avoid it, it's only going to get worse, and it's actually going to aggravate the situation and, you know, create more issues and problems. My thoughts on comparison is that it could be a great opportunity for your friend to learn more about what her strengths are and where she could maybe tweak some of her areas that she needs to focus on. So instead of looking at comparison as a really bad thing in that's happening, see it as, okay, is this true? First of all, for example, my stepdaughters would compare me with their mom in their cooking. We both love to cook. And at first, I was afraid that they were saying my food wasn't good or I wasn't good enough. And eventually, I realized that that problem came from my personal insecurity about not being good enough, whatever that was. And I'm giving an example of cooking. But the reality is that once I started to say, hey, yeah, that's true, we are both cooks. And we could see this as something that is a bonus rather than a threat to us. So we're both cooks. And so eventually I learned to ask my stepdaughters, so your mom cooks, I cook. So is there anything that, you know, your mom does that you like? And the reason I started with what is it that your mom likes, it makes the kids feel more comfortable. They're knowing that, hey, you know, I'm not putting your mom down, because that's the last thing that in some families we should do, even if you don't agree with the parenting styles of the other person. You have to respect that that person is still your stepchildren's
parent. They may be your spouse's ex-wife or ex-partner, but you're never an ex-parent, and that's important to remember. So look at comparison as a part of, okay, where is the truth in this? Is it actually true? And is there a place for me to grow? Ask yourself those really deep questions and see if there's truth to this. Now, for example, if someone said, well, you know, you're a much better person than the other one. And at first we might feel like, wow, you know, this is makes me feel really good. The reality is that we all are human. We all have areas of strengths and weaknesses, and it's not okay to put down another person in order to bring us up. So it's important to look at what is it that they're actually saying to us, and where can I make it work so that, you know, the kids don't feel like they have to be put in the middle, creating loyalty binds between both parents and your and the step-parent. And just, you know, ask those honest questions. Is this true, and where can I grow?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, that brings us to a point where now we look back when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, how many times have a person missed a wonderful husband, a wife, because of the fear, I don't know if I can be a good mom or if I can do that. And I remember it just really hit me in my spirit. I remember saying, I do not want to marry a man with children. My daughter's grown, and by the way, that was my daughter. Her name was Angela. I do not want to marry a man with children. And I said that, and it just kind of stuck in my head. So I don't care if a man come talking to me. I'm like, first thing is, do you have children? And then I moved it up a notch, and I said, you know, the older you get, you kind of change. So I said, okay, I don't want a man with little children. I don't want kids that I got to take to school. I don't want kids I got to change diapers, you know. So all of that, you can miss a good spouse because of those intro conversations that you're having about what your preference is, instead of looking at the relationship and the love that you have for the person. But inside, and what I do with counseling, I tell people now, you have to make sure you love that child. You can't love the parent, not love the child. The two just won't work. Does that make sense, Claudia?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know what, Dr. Bessie, I don't think that anyone comes grows up thinking, I wish I can be a stepmom. I mean, no one grows up thinking, this is what I want to grow up to be. The reality is today with divorce rates and even widows, I mean, we have men and women going to war and not coming back or dying of diseases, leaving families, you know, adults with children alone. And I don't think we're meant to live our life alone. I think we're meant to live our life as husbands and wives, as a family, to nurture and be together. And I think that is our purpose in life, is to be in a community, to create a community, which I call a family, so that we can grow together and be happy and, you know, spread that joy to others. And that happens within being in a relationship, in a family, whether it's a step family, a traditional family. But no matter what, we all have our own, you know, issues that we need to deal with. And that's, I believe, is how we learn to grow, is in relationship with other people. And so when we look at what's happening in our life, when we look at our family, when we look at the people that come into our life, I believe God sends us people for a reason. I'm a firm believer that God sends us the people we need in our lives in order to grow, to be better people. And so once you start looking at these kids that are there, you say, wow, this is a gift that I've been given, and I need to nurture them. And in return, you as a step-parent are given that gift back to them where you can teach them something wonderful. They may not have been able to learn in their other family with their mom and dad together.
Well, let me ask you this. After all of the years now and struggles that you all went through, what is the relationship now? What picture can you paint for us that we can see the growth pattern and where you are today?
Oh, I love this. So, as I said, I've been a stepmom for 23 years. I've been with my wonderful husband, and our relationship is growing, and it continues to grow. It continues to change because I am now a grandmother. I have 4 grandchildren. I love them to bits. And, you know, my relationship with my stepdaughters is really strong and solid. Now, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we would never have said that. In fact, when my stepdaughters left our house to go back to live with their mom after graduating high school, they told their dad they would never, ever come back to our house and talk to me. They couldn't stand me. They couldn't face me. I was the worst person ever. Again, it was a growing period for both of us, for all of us, for my son as well as my stepdaughters, my husband and I. And today, I mean, we go to each other's house, we have fun, we call each other 2-3 times a week, we help out each other. I know that if anything happened to me today or tomorrow, I can count on my kids to be there to help me. My grandkids adore me. It's beautiful.
But what happened? You see what I'm saying? I'm hearing you say that they left at 18. They went back to their mom. They didn't want to speak to you. We got to wrap this up quickly because we're losing time here. But you are saying that something happened.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, now you have this wonderful relationship. What happened in that time period that brought you all together? Can you tell me that real quick?
Yes, I changed my perspective about what I was contributing to this family. I took responsibility for what I was doing in this relationship. I saw myself in a different role than I had before, and I opened up my heart to being more vulnerable to them and let them tell me what they thought of me and how they saw me and ask those hard questions. Is it true? And if it's true, what can I do to make it better? That's what I did.
Wow. That's the message right there. I tell people all the time, have the honest conversation. It's about an honest conversation. And the honest conversation is going to give you an opportunity to look at it, look at the situation, whatever it is, from the other person's perspective, you know, and that's the hardest thing to do, but the truth will set you free. That's one thing you can count on. The truth will set you free. So with that, you went to them, I'm going to be vulnerable, I'm going to be honest, you know, what is it that you see? And, you know, and when you look back over it, and I'm sure you probably said to yourself, wow, if I could have just only done that in the early part of our relationship.
Yes, I know.
But if you'd have done that then, you wouldn't have had the learning curve that God wanted you to learn. And I'm going to add to what you said. I've learned that people in my life, and sometimes my daughter would say to me, Mama, you just so quick to answer. You know, you got to stop that. You just, yeah, no, blah, blah, blah. And it dawned on me, even this past week, you still haven't learned a lesson. You're still learning, and I keep getting pieces of it. But the Lord's like, you still haven't learned a lesson. Because I remember I responded to something this week, and I heard my daughter's voice saying, that's the way you are, you know. And I would hear her, and she said, but, Mama, you don't let me talk. You just go on and on and on because I'm a talker, you know. And I've learned that God is putting people in my life to challenge me, to put me in a position
to learn this lesson. And so it's just like a light bulb went off in my head. I have to work on it still, but I've seen it from a different light because of habits that we've had. So now when you go back and you say, okay, what it is, and I think that's something that I wanted to sit down and I'm going to ask a lot of people, you know, okay, tell me how you see me. And then I'm going to do my own personal evaluation or assessment like I do my clients. Tell me how you see me and be honest, and then I'm just going to chart it off so that I can grow to the next level. Because we block our blessings. Sometimes we think that we're all right, and we're just as wrong as we can be, and God just keep letting you bump into that wall until you get it and then move on. So you learned the lesson, and now you're living and you're eating the good of the land. You're enjoying your stepchildren are now taking a step out, your children, and you're also being able to enjoy those grandkids. Because the sad part is that once you become a grandmother and you have grandchildren that you cannot get to and you want to love on them, and those children say to you, no, I remember how you treated me. You are not getting close to my children. You're not going to put that on them. That's where the rubber hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Claudette. Hold on. I'll be right back on it. Okay, I have a co-host here, Janice Faldo. Janice, are you on?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. We're talking about stepmoms today. We have about 3 minutes, and we got a couple things to get in. You want to tell us something real quick?
No, I just have a question that I wanted to ask, Claudette. Would you say that when you're getting ready to become a stepmom, would you say the most important thing is developing first a friendship with the children? And if the answer is yes, how would you go about doing that, developing a friendship, developing a bond with them?
Okay, Claudette, I hate to put this on you, but you got 30 seconds. We're on a time frame,
okay,
you guys, so we're not doing it like we used to do it. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I'll do this very quick. You have to first know the child. They have to start liking them, and then you'll trust them. You start with little baby steps, meaning you get to know who this child is as an individual. You get to do certain things, like go shopping or do cooking or read a book together. Do little things so they get to know you and you know them as individuals, so you build that know-like trust factor.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for that answer. Thank you, Janice. I just want to say to the audience, I wanted to bring in just a little bit our intro and our outro. I want you to listen to this. Not get to hear it earlier, I'm going to do the intro again, and then we're going to do the outro. Hold 1 second. Here we go.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just
call her Dr. Bessie. Because
you've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's it. See you next
Saturday at 10 a.m. with another exciting guest. Thank you, Beth, for sharing and educating us on stepmoms and how to improve our stepmom relationship. You guys have a great week. Thank you for bearing with me. Next week, you're going to find out that we're going to have some more exciting things. So we are growing. Tell your friends, join us next Saturday morning. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.